Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan in association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
The last couple months of last year was a whirlwind.
with all this info coming out and disclosure, and yeah, it's gonna be the same thing. That's why, you know, I just asked the Father last week, whatever, for just some time for peace for a little bit, because I know things are gonna speed up and be able to keep being a whirlwind, and you know, it's just gonna come in all different directions now. Now the church is all hyped on Trump, and it's funny. It reminds me of the old Democrat and Republican facade, two-party system, but they're both evil, so pick which one you want. The red pill or the blue pill. The red pill or the blue party. And they're both evil. You're just picking a lesser evil. And I know people want to have all this hope and stuff. And folks, it's 2017 now. It's time to wake up. You know, I told you last year that it was just, you know, the soul scalping was going to get really bad, that Satan had, you know, he always operates, you have to give to get. And so for a long time in the Illuminati, you had to sacrifice, you had to give to get. And it wasn't just celebrities, it was politicians. It was CEOs. It was anyone with money. Because if you wanted money, and you wanted fame, or you know, and fortune, you had to give to get, and that required signing the dotted line and making a sacrifice to Lucifer. And this isn't anything new. They've been doing this for thousands of years. Satan has always ran these schemes, and how he runs the world in the background, the same. And so I warned last year that, you know, it was going beyond the fame and the fortune, that anyone who had signed the dotted line, anyone that was one of them at all, was going to use it soul scalped. And it wasn't just the signers, it was their families and people associated with them, because they got tired of dealing with spouses. And so what would happen is when they soul scalped one, they would just soul scalp the other. And then if the kids complained, they would soul scalp the kids too. And so anyone involved with his brotherhood at all, the brotherhood and the sisterhoods, they were soul scalped. He was calling his dues in. You know, people always thought when they signed the dotted line and gave their soul to the devil that he would collect it when they died. And of course, the biggest laugh of that was, you know, who's guaranteeing how long you're going to live? You know, and you don't make a deal with the devil. He's going to lie. He's going to lie to you. He's the father of lies. What are you going to do, call him a liar? Well, yeah, he is a liar. And so last year was just a takeover of the Alps. Artificial life forms. I don't know what else you call the synthetics, the clones, the lookalikes. You know, when you looked at the inauguration on the 20th, all I saw was what I call Autobots. That's what I'm just going to start calling them, Autobots. Because they're all technically controlled via chip implants or mind wires. Even if they're clones or synthetics, androids, they're all controlled by chip implants. And so they're just Autobots. I was looking out over the million people or plus that were at the inauguration, and I asked the Father, how many are fake? I was expecting a much larger number. Just at the general public that was there, and he said 20%. 20% were fake out of 1 million people. That's 200,000. Yeah, that's not even too difficult for me to figure out. I'm not the genius with math, usually. But of course, the entire sections of where you saw the presidents, they were all Autobots. I don't know if you saw The Preachers. I think that Rodriguez. I was trying to figure out if he was the one from New York, and I think he was. He's the one that took over that Times Square church that Wilkerson used to preach. Am I getting it all mixed up, or am I on the right page here? I think it was Wilkerson that was the pastor of the Times Square church. And then there was this guy, and I think it's this Rodriguez. And he came out of voodoo and witchcraft and satanic background. I saw him doing an interview somewhere, and I did not like this guy. I could tell the first 2 seconds he was a snake, and he's going on and on about his salvation in the Lord. Yeah, right. He's dead. You're dead. You know, you can. When you talk to people, or they're talking, you can just feel the spirit in them. And this guy was dead. And I don't know how else to describe it. He's just not one of the Lord's. Didn't have any light in him. But he's going on and on about how evil and wicked he was, and how he'd met Satan himself, and how he used to do all these bad things towards Christians, and then he was saved, and now he's the pastor of Times Square Church. And I'm thinking, and the churches are eating this up, because they always love this kind of stuff. They always love this, oh, I got saved, this revelation stuff. They all dig that. They all jump right into it. They'll believe anything you tell them. And I'm thinking, so you killed him. You killed Wilkerson to take his spot. He had some kind of revelation, some vision, or some kind of experience where he supposedly went down to hell. And I knew right away he was lying about that. I know there's various parts of hell, but not what he was describing. It was ridiculous. And so I think he was the one, he was giving a prayer. And my friend caught him a picture on TV of him. She sent it to me. It was funny. It looked like he had horns on his head. And it was more like the outline of sweat or something. But it was highlighting horns on his head. It was kind of nasty. Somebody else had seen a snake on his head. And then Cardinal Dolan was there. And then there's these... Paula White, she looked totally synthetic. But she's in the sisterhood, so you know she's done been soul scalped. I told you, everybody in the sisterhood and brotherhoods, they've been soul scalped. Also, what they do is they take out the person's left eye and they put a chip implant in the back of their right eye. So when you look at photos of people, and you just feel this glaring evil coming at them. Look at their right eye. It would be, to you, it would be their left eye. They always have one big eye that's glaring evil, and the other one's kind of weak. That's because they take that eye out to put the chip implant behind the other eye, and then the eye they took out is kind of weaker. And so that's kind of, I've noticed this trend last year. And especially after talking to a couple people, especially the ones that deal with Hollywood, they're actors, they're producers, and or people from Illuminati families. And they'll tell you know, what they do, what goes on. I know I had a girl last year telling me about the chip implants, and I was just talking to a young kid this morning from Hollywood about the very same thing, because it had been done to him. He was showing me the chip implants he had in his hand. He already had the beast chip in his hand. He had all these markings on him. And that's another thing, because people think, what left is there to do? What do we have to do before the Father is just going to take us off this earth or just wipe us out? And, you know, this whole chip implanting thing is still coming. Trump's not gonna be able to stop that. I was sending out the announcement for the show tonight, and I seen this article, and it grabbed my attention because it was, you know, So the congressman introduced this bill to sever UN ties. And I just started laughing because this is exactly what's coming, folks. I was talking to the father the other day about the things that are coming. And he told me about, we talked about the global artificial intelligence domination, because it's already taking place amongst everybody. Everybody. Anybody who's in politics is an Autobot. They're controlled. And we talked about the full transfer of power that has taken place. And, you know, we witnessed the exit of Obama, the inauguration of Trump. And this was significant because in all the other inaugurations, we just saw the exit of one party for another one that was same old as usual. You know, nothing ever changed. So it's same old. But with Donald Trump, we're witnessing now that the world is now in its eighth and final regime. And this regime, the age of the Aquarius, will be enforced from the UN. And those who are non-compliant will be at war with the UN. And this is exactly where we're heading into Bible prophecy. Because the Father had told me that they will lead Donald Trump down a road he does not want to go. He will be led down a road he doesn't want to go. I'm not sure who they are that the Father was talking about. But it was fascinating that just on Saturday I was talking about the UN and already see that article in the news, congressman introduces bill to sever UN ties. Because the UN fully plans on going into and overflowing and dominating any non-compliant countries with their troops, which are largely not human. They're transhumanist soldiers, they're androids, clones, and they're all the Autobots. Because they're all controlled by microchips and computer technologies. They're robots and cyborgs and super soldiers and vastly Chinese. I have always said this for years. The Chinese are going to overflow our country. And it's not going to be a war against China. It's going to be America at war with the UN. The UN will work through various countries to consolidate the money supply and implement digital control over every currency tied to one central computer that is operated at the top and operated through its various branches around the world into the banks. And so all this is starting with Nasera. This was already agreed upon and passed through the Paris Agreement that took place several months ago, you know, during Obama's reign. The Paris Agreement, they hid it in climate change crap, carbon stuff, which is all garbage. But the whole point of that was because within that Paris Agreement bill was the whole part about restoring our country back to a gold standard, our money back to a gold standard. And I just posted an article today about President Trump already talking to the Federal Treasury Secretary, who is one of the highest-ranking Satanists in the country. They're not appointed, or they're not elected, they're appointed. Because whoever is Secretary of the Treasury is one of the highest Satanists in the country. They work for the UN, or they work for the Vatican, the Queen. It's all triangle between the three. And so they want to restore America's currency back to gold-backed standard, which is the whole backbone of the eighth regime, the alien New Age agenda that I've been talking about since 2001. Going to bring in Sarah and restoring America, making America great again. Sound familiar? Because that's the bribes they use to get their feet in the door. The IRS will no longer exist. I don't know how they're propping it up now. I'm pretty sure the bases underneath that was destroyed on Friday. One of the things that completely shocked me, Trump's speech. I love the CIA. Really? I mean, I can't even believe those words came out of his mouth. I love the CIA. He said that when he was at the speech to the CIA. When was that, Saturday morning? What, is he crazy? The very people who were plotting his assassination for Friday, and he's turning around on Saturday giving them his undying love. Are you serious? You know, the CIA is run by the Vatican. The Vatican Jesuits. The arm of the Jesuits. And no matter who he puts in charge there as the little director, it doesn't matter. Unless you drain the swamp, which is the lizard nest underneath the CIA, you're always going to be dealing with them. They're always going to be trying to kill you. Especially when he puts himself out there as at war with the Pope. Pope's a lizard. He represents the lizard factions, the globalists. Now he's at war with the Pope. And he thinks the CIA is going to protect him. He thinks that aliens secret service he's got going, where Obama did, is going to protect him. He needs to be getting rid of all those lizards, secret service, I'll tell you that. Obama had them all around him. Shape-shifting lizards, Secret Service. Yeah. You have to get rid of the lizards. So, a shout-out warning to stay away from the UN. Stay out of the UN because they will get you up to the 33rd floor of the UN. And for those of you who have read my book, Interview with the Devil, or watched my videos on the UN and the White House and Satanism and the Vatican, and I talk about what happens at the UN and various floors on the UN, on the masonry floor of UN, they have the mind eraser, the mind swipe machine. And so any country's leaders who get newly elected in their countries are invited to the UN, and they're invited up to the 33rd floor, especially if they're against their agenda in any way. People get elected in office and they're nationalists and they love their countries and they want to do great things for their countries, and then they take it to the 33rd floor of the UN and put in the mind erase machine. They come out butt kissers of globalist UN. So yeah, that's what happens. And then they're compliant. And then the UN's happy and can deal with these people. So just stay away from the UN. Stay out of the UN. Sink it in that little Long Island Sound over there. Another warning is to put a ban on all Middle Eastern students, because that's how all the garbage from the Middle East gets their feet in Western countries is through the education system, especially the CIA. You know, Lucifer had said that the Middle East was a dump. It was a cesspool of inbreeds, synthetics, clones, just not even human people. That's why he hates it. Stays at the Vatican or focuses over here in America. Completely hates the Middle East. Everybody hates the Middle East because they're not human. And when you let them into the Western countries through ISIS, you let them in as immigrants and up through the borders. That's how they come in to infiltrate and destroy. For most people, you have to get out of the physical now. And you have to start thinking about the spiritual. Because what's coming ahead is the paranormal, Pandora's box, and the spiritual aspects that are now going to take over our world. People need to be thinking about their own immortality. They need to be thinking about eternity. Because we are going to be at war. The UN and the Vatican against the world, basically. And so it's going to be a fight. Now, if you think Russia is going to protect America, I got some beachfront property in Arizona. Putin is a clone. I have my own dictionary going here. And so people see Putin, and they think he's tough against the lizards and the New World Order crowd, and they love that about him. The problem is he's a clone. And there's like six of them. So they like his ideologies because everybody's more of a nationalist than a globalist. Russia's not going to help America. Russia's been in cahoots with China to take down America. And now they can just hide behind the UN. Russia's going to have its own problems to deal with. America's going to be destroyed. Doesn't say Russia's going to be destroyed. Doesn't say China. Although it says the world population is going to dwindle from about 8 billion people to about 2 billion. There will be people left on Earth. Just not Americans. And you see, the scheme of things, America is, what, 300 million? America is going to be at war against the alien races that are coming to invade our world, against the UN. Chinese troops will be in every community in America trying to take over. Lock and load, folks. Don't put your guns away because Trump's president. You better be buying them and stocking up on my ammo. Because he's like a magnet. Finally, there's another magnet in this country besides me. They all go attack him. Leave me alone for a while. Maybe this is the first time in four administrations I'm actually off the top 10 death list. Let somebody else be a magnet for a while. You know what? Nothing is as it appears, folks. People are so in tune to the physical. You know, just the way they are. It's physical, what we can see, what we can feel, what we smell, what we taste. It's about to change because the veil is lifting. The veil is lifting. You know, it was crazy. I was watching these videos the other night. Somehow I ended up on the Weird Party YouTube. And there was these videos on teleportation. And so I'm thinking these are all probably some kind of tech the Japanese have, whatever. You know, they all have different techs. And until I saw a dog. A dog come through, teleport through a portal onto a highway. Because someone got it with their television, their car cam. Because before that, they were selling me on the fact that it's probably some kind of technology they're using for teleportation. But when I saw the dog come through, no. And these people, when they come through, they're completely surprised and shocked, and they don't know where they're at. And they usually end up on a highway or road and about hit by a car. I think that's all vindictive of the dimensions that are merging. The dimensions are merging. You're going to see a lot of the fifth dimension and the fourth merging with the third. It's going to be Pandora's box, folks. And you also have CERN opening up, bringing creatures in. And they've been doing that for years. He's stashing them everywhere. They stash them in places. And so they can unleash them all in the world at one time. Pandora's box. Now, if you think Trump's confusing, and we all do, Henry Mayhew just released an article. I like Henry. One of the best articles he ever wrote, I thought, was the one on Sarah Palin years ago. One of the best, I think that was years ago. Oh, that was a while ago. It was one of the best articles. It was funny. Nailed her to a T. And now he's got just released an article on Trump and the Masonic Jewish tag team. Because he's just kind of all over the place. His bloodline is Ashkenazi Jew, which is why his daughter's married to a Jew. And his daughter and son are married to Jews. His youngest son is a Jesuit. So it's kind of like, what? Where does that come in? I think his dad was a Jesuit. His dad was a Knights Templar. And you're thinking, how does this stuff... You got one everywhere. You got a foot everywhere. In every direction. Well, I was reading something online that the difference between the Knight Templars and the Scottish Rite Freemasons, which is the globalists, they're Scottish Rite Freemasons, is they worship the God of Light in their Freemasonry, which is Lucifer. And the Knight Templars worship Jesus, the God of the Bible. And so that's supposed to be the big difference. But seriously, because you can't be a born-again Christian and be taking oaths to secret societies, they're satanic. It's incompatible. Another thing is, and Henry Mayhew's article made the most sense to me, is that you basically have the Jewish globalists and the Jewish nationalists. You have two different sides. You just break it down to everybody being Jewish. Because they all are. And one faction are globalists and the other faction are nationalists. And so that's why they're fighting it out. And, of course, the nationalists identify with the Nazis and the Zionists. They identify with the Nazis Now, when I say the word Nazi, everybody thinks Hitler and Germany and killing Jews. Now, what have I said the Nazis really were? They were the Aryan race. Who were the Aryans? The tall whites, the tall blondes. Hitler wanted to establish a Third Reich over the world that was Aryan race, the tall blondes, the tall whites, that fallen angel alien race. That's the Nazis, because their symbol was a swastika, and Hitler and them adopted it. That's not like something new. That symbol's been etched on caves, probably. It's ancient. It's been around. He's aligned with this age of Aquarius that this whole eighth regime is about. That's why he was allowed to win the presidency, because they're all behind him. They're going to use him as their puppet man to push their agenda forward. And the baby steps of their agenda is currency control. And they'll do that through the bribes. They'll use people's countries' currencies to back them by precious metals, gold. So all this stuff you see your Hebrews doing now with the currency, that's why. You've heard me talk about currency revaluation and the GCR, which is the global currency revaluation. This is all in line with the UN. Everybody's on the same page with the UN on this one. Then you go into restoring the republic, and what has Trump's mantra been? Making America great. They want to restore America under its original constitution, the way it was supposed to be before it was hijacked by the globalists. That's another aspect of this whole Pandora's box that's coming. It really should. It's getting hot in here. You really should read this Henry Mackow article. I'll post it on my Facebook. Remember, Zionism isn't a religious. It isn't a religion. It's politics. And you know, even Biden said you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist, because it's New World Order in Israel. They're all into Zionism for Israel. You just have the globalists versus the nationalists. That's all it comes down to. And say, oh, Kabbalist, Masonic, Judaism is satanic. Yeah, it is. But so is the Eighth Regime, because that's just Satan's kids. Change. On the 20th, change. Eighth regime, folks. go to NaceraSucks.com and read my website on Nacera. I have a whole page on the alien new age, because this is what's on us, folks. Trump is a placeholder. He's put in power and in place to be a pawn for this whole new age alien agenda. And that's all he's going to do. He's a placeholder. And he's going to think he can do things to make America great again. And that's all great and good. But you know what he's going to do? He's going to have no control over the money. The money. And when they put that into a digital format and they outlaw cash, that's when they're going to start implementing the chip, the mark of the beast. And he's in line with that too, because his son-in-law owns a Lucent Technologies company across the street from him on Fifth Avenue in New York. And that's what they do, is they're developing the mark of the beast, the chip, RFID. That's what his son-in-law does. They're getting ready for the chip implanting. And what's Lucifer call it? Candle snuffing. See, it doesn't matter how many ways you want to dance around the dance floor is still there. Yeah. Can't escape it, folks. Bible prophecy's already told us what's going to happen. It's just everyone's trying to determine and figure out the paths they're taking to get us there. Now, when are they going to implement the mark of the beast? Well, you folks, you got to watch for signs. You got to watch signs and markers. Because calendars are all messed up. All messed up. Everybody wants to go by these numbers, and I can't do it. I can't do it. People start talking about all these numbers, and I get lost. Those are the Father's numbers. I just want to abominate everything. But to have these videos and all these different codes with numbers and blah, 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 the occultic stuff. You know, when you torture numbers long enough, you can make them say anything you want them to. Because they just pull all this stuff out and add this and add this and add this from this and this. Well, you know, you can pull numbers out of anywhere to make something say what you want it to. I don't get the whole numbers thing. Let my doggy out. She gets hot in here. It's getting hot in here. It always does. They point their satellites down here or something during my show. It's Elon Musk. I haven't blown up enough to his yet, apparently. Yeah, that's right. I just got a blast of cool air in here. But that's what we're really up against. Yeah, there's going to be contact. There's going to be all this la-la stuff that you've been hearing about. The event, and contact, and the aliens bringing in all this technology and healing machines and all this garbage. And I don't know how Trump's going to respond to that. Because they're tied to the UN, see. The very people that Trump's talking to about the RV and the GCR and the gold-backed currency standard, they're all tied to the Eighth Regime. The Eighth Regime is going to be operated out of the UN. The United States is going to be at war with the UN. What have I always said about the Antichrist? I've always said that the Old Testament prophet said the Antichrist is the leader of Babylon. does not say it's the president of Babylon. It says it is the leader of Babylon. The UN was going to take over America. It's going to take over Babylon. It's going to be at war with America. It's going to overtake America. And it is going to be the leader of Babylon. Now, do you get it? Does the picture start to unravel now? There was a scripture passage somewhere. It might have been Isaiah. Because out of all the prophets, he's the most difficult to understand. I don't know why that is. But he was talking about how American leaders are basically in gridlock. They're in their bunkers, which means they're in their mountain bases. And America's at war. And we're getting our butts kicked because our leaders are hiding out in their bunkers and they can't make a decision. They can't make decisions. And so they're haggling over making decisions, and we're getting our butts kicked, basically, in a nutshell. Babylon is going to be destroyed, and the UN is going to take over. I've been saying that for umpteen years. The Antichrist is the Sananda and Maitreya that are coming. You have the Imam, the Islam Mahdi from Iran, who's coming. And then you have Sananda, who's the fake Jesus. I was talking to the father about that today, and this whole Sananda thing. Because I wanted to know if he had been on Earth before playing a role, if he had played Paul, the Apostle Paul, the character Paul. Because Paul wasn't his real name. His real name was Saul. And he took the name of Paul. He wasn't granted the name of Paul like, Abraham's name was changed to Israel or whatever, you know. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. It wasn't like that. It wasn't the father changing his name. Saul changed his name himself to Paul so he could play this role, this character, in infiltrating the early Christian religions. And I knew it had to do something with Apollo. But I wasn't really sure who this Apollo was. I didn't know if it was Satan or Maitreya or Sananda or, all these ancient Greek gods and Roman gods all have, personifications from somebody. Usually Lucifer. And that would have been correct. Paul was taken out of the name Apollo. Because I told you back at the time that the Roman government was Masonic. What was Masonry back then was called Mithraism. They worshipped Mithra. And one of their gods was Apollo that they worshipped. And Apollo is the god of light. Hello? Apollo, not only the god of light, he is the god of prophecy. I laughed when I heard that, when I read that one. He's the god of light, the god of prophecy. Some of his surnames, Apollyme, to destroy, Apollysis, redemption, Apella, assembly, god of political life, Sikos, the god of flocks and herds. He kind of takes the role of both politician and shepherd. False shepherd. Lucifer, the god of light. The same false god of light that's in the churches today with all their revelations, false prophecies. And he also takes on the assembly, the god of political life. He's the god of the Freemasons. And who has a statue honoring Apollo, the god of light, in his 33rd floor penthouse in New York? So, how Masonic of him? How satanic of him? Because I saw this video. It was a whole tour of Donald Trump's penthouse on the 33rd floor in New York. And people say, how can it be the 33rd floor? It's only a 27-story building. Well, he just named it the 33rd floor. He's the boss. Even if it isn't technically the 33rd floor, when you look on the elevator, it's the button, it's the 33rd floor. He just kind of jumped floors. But in his penthouse is a huge statue to Apollo. It's on YouTube. You can go to YouTube and see it. He worships Apollo, the god of light. That's the Freemasonry god. You know, it's almost like the witches, because from what I've heard is that, you know, when you get involved with witchcraft, they give you a list of gods and goddesses that, you know, you can worship. You pick one, I guess. Apollo, I remember seeing that, Apollo. Most of the witches will pick, like, Isis or whatever, because that's Lilith. They're all like the sisterhood thing. They all want to worship Lilith. And all the men pick Apollo, because that's Satan. That's the god of light, the false god of light. I don't even know where I was going with that. I've been doing a lot of research again on the history of the early church, because, well, people don't get it by now, they're never going to. All it takes is some time researching the early church. Early church, what the early believers believed. But Trump, he's like a hodgepodge. He's got a foot everywhere. Maybe that's the road he doesn't want taken down that gets led down, because he's already got like an alliance with this whole Ashtar command that's coming in, this alien new age. Because he's already trying to restore America to what it used to be. The problem is they're the ones leading the restoration. It's the Ashtar and the Chinese, the UN. Because when they come to Earth, they're going to be ruling the world from the UN. They don't rule it from the United States. They rule it from the UN. And Babylon is destroyed because it is at war with the UN. There's going to be some alien invasions too. I've been warning about those since 2000. If you want to read about alien invasions, you can read Revelation chapter 9 and Joel's chapter 1 and 2. These are not human armies. They're alien attacks on the earth. Anyway, watch the money. because whoever controls the money is the ones who control the world. And as much as Trump wants to drain the swamp, the Rothschilds are still controlling American money. And they're the problem with the swamp. The Sarah will come in, and Americans will be cheering. Yay! Gold-backed currency, yay! Technologies that have been withheld by the globalists being released, yay! How long is all the yays going to last, do you think? When we start getting bombarded by creatures from space. You start getting Chinese up your driveways. I just thought that was weird because ever since I was little, I've had dreams of Chinese all over the place here in America. Military. And you know what? They're not even human soldiers. That would just be like target practice. Outside Beijing is the largest cloning facility in the world. Why does a nation with a one-child policy need a cloning facility? Obviously, population is not a problem. They have over 1 billion people. Because they just manufacture these mutts out, these clones, these Autobots. And they use them for space exploration and all their tech. I don't know what you want to call it, experimenting. Because Americans, you know, they just put scientists in portals that get trapped in between dimensions. Maybe the Chinese, that's why they used clones instead of putting real people in harm's way. America's lost hundreds and thousands of people in their experiments. They get them trapped in dimensions. They can't get back. Maybe I should just shut down Montauk, don't you think, in Long Island? Doesn't anybody think that living in New York is kind of creepy, knowing Montauk is right over there in Long Island and the stuff they do at Montauk? Do those people get creeped out? I would. There's some kind of like little CERN thing over there where they pull these creatures in through portals. That's where they lose a lot of their scientists, is over there in Montauk. In those portals. Maybe it'll just create this huge vacuum and soak the human right in it. You know, I never liked the UN, but hearing about the mind swipe. Mind eraser machine that they have there. That's not a fair fight. That's not a fair fight at all, where you can just take someone you don't like that disagrees with you and put them in a machine so that they come out agreeing with you. I mean, seriously? What wimps. You want to think these fallen angels coming are ascended masters? Come on, folks, they're wimps and cowards. Agree with us or get the mind eraser. Anyway, folks, I'll be back next week. I'm running out of time. Don't forget to support this ministry and this podcast. Go to SherryShriner.com, click on the donate page, keep me on the air. Till next week, everybody. God bless.